Hello and welcome to the Red Dirt Road Podcast. How's everyone doing out there? It is a Monday night, a little after 9 o'clock. I was watching the NFL Monday night football game and having to record this podcast because I was really busy last week. This whole last month I've been super busy. Told you guys about my trip to Tennessee. That was awesome. And some big news in my own world and in the Brooks and Dunn, Ronnie Dunn world that got to get into. But yeah, it is Monday night. Recording a very short episode today. It's going to be the That Ain't No Way to Go music video. Get that out there. Now, Ronnie Dunn just last Friday released a song. It is technically, I think he's featured on the song, but it's going to be off Hardy's. It's a single. It's going to be off Hardy's mixtape. I think it's called Hicks Tape 2, something like that. The song's called Jonesin'. It's got Ronnie Dunn, Jake Owen, and Jake Worthington. I don't know if Hardy wrote the song. He's not on the song, I don't believe, but it's off of his album, so I'm not totally sure what all he did, but I didn't really feel like I wanted to rush into that. I thought it was a good song. I listened to it probably 5 times since it came out. We had a Halloween party, played it on there, thought it was a good reaction. Thought it was really good from what I heard from that song. So I would like to prepare a little bit better for that and give that a little bit more the respect it deserves. So this music video is going to be short, but yeah, there's that. And big news in my own life. Just last week got engaged, so there's that. Very happy about that. If you follow me on the social medias, you've probably seen, haven't posted on Instagram, I don't think yet. It's been on the story. You can jump onto the Facebook page or the Facebook group. That'll be up there. It was less than a week ago, so I might not have been in the group yet, but so that's big. I'll have to have, actually just had Emma on here. I'll have to have her on here as my fiance for the first time. So also, if you follow me on the fake punt, I apologize. Did not get an episode out last month in October. Excel, having a lot of issues with that. We're going to record this week, get one out for November, probably get 2 out for November, and still figure out something to do because I'm always following football. But yeah, so a lot of big things involving that. A lot of big things to come as well, but that's what we got for this week. So That Ain't No Way to Go. Let me get into this. So we got last week, if you're listening to this now and you have not listened to the episode from last week, I encourage you, go listen to it. Great episode, great song. Matt Chase is on here and we were talking all about the song. It's a great song. The music video, directed by Piers Plowden. Don't know who that is. Doesn't have a link to his Wikipedia. I'm not sure if he has a Wikipedia or who this guy is, but premiered in April of 1994. Sorry. It was aired on CMT and GAC. Not sure what that GAC is, but 3:27 in length. Pretty much the music video is the length of the song. It's got over 10 million views on YouTube. I'm not really sure how that racks up with their other music videos. It's probably around their other music video in popularity. Not their most popular one, but I would think this one would be more popular. So it's a great song. Good music video too, actually. So the breakdown of this, you got the intro. And in the first verse, we got, you know, Brooks and Dunn, they're playing by themselves in this, what appears to be an empty warehouse. And this likely gives this empty feeling, like the woman in the story has left. So I thought that was good imagery. Makes sense. Anyone else notice that the 34 second length, there's this weird, like UFO looking circle that's just like kind of pulsating or whatever and kind of just traveling down the right-hand side. I don't know if anyone saw that, but I never saw this when I was just casually watching. But when I was studying this for a little bit, taking a few notes, I saw that. That was really weird. I don't know what that was about, if that was some sort of glitch or they just threw that in there. Not really sure what that was. Really strange. There's a woman that kind of fades in and out just as the chorus is about to begin. Very common theme in these Brooks and Dunn music videos where they don't really seem to have a woman all the time near Brooks and Dunn. They're just sort of floating in and out, fading in and out. We got the chorus, and then you're going to see in this song, the music video, that Ronnie Dunn, he's a lot of times standing and kicks Brooks, though, a lot of times is sitting. He's sitting and playing the guitar. Sometimes he's standing. I think that's just because Ronnie Dunn, he's the main guy in this one. So the 104 is the 104 into the song. You get the first signature Ronnie Dunn point. There's four of these. And I love the Ronnie Dunn point. This one, it's filled with them. You get over one point at the camera per minute. Over one point per minute. That's pretty good. You know, 4 points for a 3.5 minute song. There's a clock that kind of fades in and out. And then just after this clock, you hear him say, after all this time, and they say, that ain't no way to go. So that's very clever right there. They have the clock. And then he says, after all this time. So that's good. The second verse, yeah, it's the same place. Usually, you know, sometimes they change it up after the chorus. They go somewhere else or during the chorus. This one, they just stick at the same place. The girl fades in. And this time you can kind of see like her whole body almost. And there's flames around her this time. And then later after, kind of like with the clock, this time it says, such a cold blow from out of the dark. So that's a good, you know, that, I mean, the flames, they're nothing too impressive with this camera work or this editing in here, I didn't think, but it makes sense to have the flames in there. I thought that was a nice little touch, nice little, use of the play on words there with the song that's already written. And the chorus, the second chorus, you get a lot of the points. So 2:19 into the song, we get our second Ronnie Dunn point. Now this one can kind of be missed easily because he's out in the distance. Kix is kind of the main person here. And then I don't know what I put here. I think 2:48 in length, we are treated to another point, to the third point. And then yeah, Ronnie Dunn continues to belt out this masterpiece of the song. And then a little over the 3 minute length, I got 3:08. We get our fourth and final Ronnie Dunn point. Points of the camera again, his signature point. This one, I think, is the point at the camera that trumps all points of Ronnie Dunn. He's had some in other songs, he's had some in this song. This is the signature one. He points at the camera, the finger goes down. And then he kind of continues to sing and raises his hands in this sort of dismay that this woman, you know, what is he, you know, he's saying to this woman almost, what do you want me to do? That ain't no way to go. So great, great point out of the camera, real close in on him. And then the song just kind of fades out. And the woman, they show the woman one last time. She kind of fades out, shows some clouds, and Brooks and Dunn shows them one last time, then the music video fades out. Overall, let me actually pull up the, not a whole lot of music videos so far that we've done for this particular, for this album. Hard Working Man would be one, and then Rock My World, Little Country Girl. So yeah, not too impressed by those two. This music video to me is the best Brooks and Dunn music video so far. If I turn this one on, it feels like a good 80s, 90s type vibe that you get with it. It fits into the song real well. I don't think it's corny. I think it's good. I think it's actually a solid music video didn't really care for the other two on this album, but yeah, I turn it on and I think it makes me enjoy this song more when I turn it on, other than, or as opposed to, you know, Boot Scoot and Boogie, not a great, certain parts of that music video, not too great. We've talked about that. This one I think is good. I think it's a pretty solid compared to their other music videos. I think this one's pretty solid. It's, yeah, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say. It's enjoyable. No complaints for me, really. I think it's just such a great song. I mean, it's hard to mess it up, and they did not. They did it well. So that's gonna be it. And I don't know. We never really did an album music videos for a whole album kind of breakdown or ranking for the last album. You know, it just seems a little tedious. I'd like to do that eventually. Maybe like all of theirs from each decade, kind of rank them. Yeah, but this one so far, this one's up there. I like Red Dirt Road is from the 2000s. That's got a good music video. But I don't know if there's one that really stands out. Only in America, that's probably their best one that we've reviewed so far. That was a while ago. We reviewed that one, but yeah, getting ahead of myself because that's 2000s. So we will probably be doing a non-Brooks and Dunn one next week. We've got a few that I can pick from, so I'll see what we get into. And then after that, it's going to be back to Jones and getting into the new Ronnie Dunn song. I'm excited to talk about that. So we'll see you guys next time.